Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epstein and Mary, and we're here for a candid conversation on the Direct Impact podcast. Thanks for being here with us. It is season 5, which means we've been talking all things body betrayal trauma. And as part of that conversation, I had recorded some voice memos, and Mary was like, all right, this is good for the candid conversation. We want to talk about our bodies and our body composition and how it feels and what is our lived experience when we're moving around the world in these bodies as they change over the lifespan, because they do, they change our whole life.
Yeah.
So Mary, I mean, like I said, you've listened to my voice memos, you know, like how I feel in my body. And we'll talk about this a tad, but tell me, where are you coming from?
Yeah, I think of like when we think of like body and just listening to your voice memo of like living in a world that is very much like focused on being smaller and being a bigger girl or bigger woman, bigger guy, you know, living in this world. I also think of that because I myself am a bigger girl. Mm-hmm. But I also think too, like just coming from my own cultural perspective as a Filipino, as an Asian, I feel like there's more hyper focus on that too, because we're seen as supposed to be small or smaller or this petite thing. But here's the thing, my people are not people of being small. Like we're Malay origin. Like I feel like it was bound to happen that we are going to be bigger. Even like I'd say skin color, like that part of our body, like those of us who are darker shades of brown are seen as not pretty enough, and we're wanting like something like my skin tone, which is a little lighter. But to me, that's crazy because they're beautiful shades of brown. Like, why can't we appreciate that? And I think that plays into a lot of like when we think of body betrayal and growing within our body, a lot of self-love journey is going to happen through our lifetime, you know?
Absolutely. And I think that's what we want to motivate our audience about and move them towards, is that love the skin you're in, love the body that is the one body that you're going to have throughout your lifespan. I am a 40 plus year old woman, and I am a Mediterranean background. So I'm half Greek, half Italian, and we have big personalities. And I think with the big personality gives you a little more comfort and a bigger body, which I love that about our ethnicity, at least my family. And I think that just watching the confidence that the women in my culture move around in. You know, I'm privileged to be part of a Greek dancing community where we move our bodies and we dance and we embrace bodies that we have while we're celebrating the culture. So I think that's a beautiful thing. I can say that being a third generation American, There is a lot of negative messaging around body. Mm-hmm. I received a lot of negative messaging around body development, mm-hmm. not necessarily from my family of origin, mm-hmm. but from the world around me. And like I had mentioned, I've been, you know, your stereotypical small woman mm-hmm. For the majority of my life, for 30 years of my life, roughly. You know, I hovered at a very, very light weight, around 115, mm-hmm. 120 mm-hmm. pounds. I got very used to that. Yeah. That wasn't something I really needed to work that hard yeah. at. And so I have been quote unquote smaller. And I have been 100 pounds bigger mm-hmm. than that for the past 15 years, since my medical trauma. Mm-hmm. And it's unique to be able to experience other people experiencing you in different bodies. Mm-hmm. It tells you a lot about society and yeah. messaging.
I totally agree with that. Cause even I'll say, like, I've been a bigger girl, like I said, most of my life, and the times that I have fluctuated or was able to get to a weight that was, you know, healthier or smaller, at mm-hmm. least, you know, what that was like, what, maybe a 50-pound, mm-hmm. 30-pound weight loss, I could see differences in how people would interact with mm-hmm. me compared to when I was at my highest weight, that, yeah, they were still nice, but there was something there that you could say, like, no, this is different from when I was, yeah. when I interacted with you before.
Experience.
Yeah. So,
notice, because we're intuitive, yeah. you know, sensitive beings. Like, what did you experience?
Well, notice, like, it almost felt like it was more acceptable, even though it was still bigger, that because I was seen as smaller, bigger, you know, mm-hmm. like within, I think, what, the 190, 180 mm-hmm. range, it was okay compared to when you pushed a little more to 200, mm-hmm. that it was like, no, that's not okay. Like, you're very mm-hmm. plus size. That's not, mm-hmm. you're not as pretty or anything. And that's, I think, some of the messaging we get too, mm-hmm. even like whether we're too skinny or too big, it's like, it's still not good enough kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. even if I were to bulk up, it's still not good enough for somebody. Or if I got down to the weight, it's still not good enough, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I experienced some definite shifts too. So I'm glad that I already mentioned my big personality, because I do feel like people experience my big personality mm-hmm. better in a bigger body. Mm-hmm. When I was small with that big personality, mm-hmm. People did not like that. They were very threatened. Mm-hmm. They would think one thing and experience me differently, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so I would watch that shift. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I have a lot of masculine energy, and I feel like when you see that small, petite, mm-hmm. Fit body, and then you've got all this masculine energy, going yeah. on, and people are like, oh, what's going on? So I think that was part of what I would notice. And then people would be threatened by my smaller self. Mm. And I'll say, yeah, they just presented as threatened.
Yeah.
And when I was bigger, before I would even interact with them, before my personality would be part of a conversation, it seemed like I was more approachable mm-hmm. or yeah. softer or mm-hmm. more nurturing. Mm-hmm. And people really felt safer in my presence mm-hmm. as I got larger.
Yeah.
So those were things that I'm like, wow, in a lot of ways, I really appreciate my bigger body. Mm-hmm. And I was able to use those things that I appreciated about it as I was trying to adjust to being in a bigger mm-hmm. body, because that was quite a hard thing to start adjusting to, because you're one way for 30 years. And then, you know, within 2 years, you're in a completely yeah. different body. And my hormones were all over mm-hmm. the place because I had a uterus hijacking moment. And it turned my whole world upside down, hormonally speaking. Yeah. So that was huge.
Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today.
What else have you noticed?
I like the perspective of like being smaller and then like curvier, more nurturing. To me, it's that perception too of, you know, harsh lines compared mm-hmm. to like curves are very mm-hmm. rounded and soft. So it's interesting that for you, the like people came at you in a different way. I also think of too, like even on my Instagram, you know, when I go on there seeing people of different ages, sizes, men, is what I find most interesting. Like they'll do outfits of the day and they're bigger guys, whether it's a little bulkier or muscle or, you know, dad bod, whatever that is. I like seeing the comments of it because we don't see that a lot. We don't really see that side of when it comes to body positivity or body love for a guy's perspective.
Yeah. And all bodies.
Yeah. And all bodies. Body yeah. And even like this, I can't think of her Instagram name, but she's an older, like 60 plus.
Nice.
She does outfit of the days. And I love hearing her talk and putting mm-hmm. on outfits that are like people think, oh, you're too old to wear it. No, you can wear that. Like your self-expression absolutely. In your body.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it speaks to personality and how someone feels in their body, not the way, mm-hmm. you know, their body might project or reflect, yeah. you know? So I think that's so beautiful. I think it's beautiful. Yeah. I think we really appreciate that.
mm-hmm.
I hope that, you know, we can all come to like genuinely appreciate that. One of the mm-hmm. other things that I noticed is people would perceive me as less disciplined
mm-hmm.
when they would see my body composition yeah. Fluctuate. Mm-hmm. Really. It was like, well, she really let herself go.
Yeah.
No, I didn't let myself go at all. I actually really got healthier
mm-hmm.
In so many ways, healthier mentally, emotionally, physically, mm-hmm. physiologically. I'm more fit. My blood work is better. Yeah. I take just better care of mm-hmm. myself all around. And so, I just want to speak really to everyone out there and just say, like, what you are seeing or perceiving mm-hmm. is not necessarily reality or rooted in anything truthful. Yeah. And so, like, I don't know. And that's been really frustrating. Yeah. One, it's hard, mm-hmm. you know, for your body to shift and change that way and you to adapt and love mm-hmm. your body and all of its shapes and sizes. But then when there's that perception that, oh, she just gave up. She yeah, let herself go. And I'm like, no, actually, like back then I did nothing.
Yeah.
I drank, I smoked, I did like back then I did nothing good for myself.
No self-care.
Now I'm the healthiest version uh-huh. of myself in a 100-pound bigger yeah. body. Uh-huh. And so it's so interesting how people would look at you and perceive differently.
Yeah, I agree with that. Again, I like going through my own weight loss journey, trying to figure out the comfortability I have yeah. now. Like I even think about when I was in weight loss, trying to get down to a healthier size because I knew I needed a change.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a drastic change from where I started, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And even then to look back on it, I was like, I don't think I was as healthy as I think people thought. Like, yes, they saw the weight coming off, but like mentally it was horrible. Yeah. I was going through a lot because people's perceptions were changing me. I was even feeling like, oh, so you only like me because yeah. now I look this way. And I wasn't really liking myself a lot at that time.
And some of that, good for you. Good for yeah. you. When you lose weight, it's like, what do you mean?
Exactly.
For me. I mean, like, you don't.
Wow.
It's very frustrating.
And I think it's even more challenging, and maybe like from a man's perspective too, you can tell me like hormonally, but I know for as women, like our hormones are playing so much into it. Like, what is it? Insulin resistance. I hear so many
Oh
stories, and I'm one of them, that you're trying so hard to lose 5 pounds, doing all the things, but yet nothing happens. And then here you are, like people again, like you said, you're not disciplined. You're not trying. I am trying every day.
Well, and trying for what? I mean, like, I will say I'm not trying for weight loss. I think it really does matter. Like, what would I be trying for? Like, I'm trying every day to be a better version of myself. I try to take care of my body. I try to love my body. I try to offer it the things that it needs based on my makeup, based on my design, based on my blood type, based on all of those things. Like, yes. But I mean, my goal is never going to be to lose weight. It's not going to be that. And so I can't stand that. Oh, good for you, because my body composition changed. What does that mean? Like, that's not going to be my goal. I want to take good care of myself. I want to get 7 hours of sleep, plus 7 to 9 hours of sleep. You know, I want to, really care for myself. But yeah, I'm not going to have goals. Especially, when people, think my weight is contingent on something internal, like, or it's just, I hate that. I hate that. And I really want people to move beyond that because it's just not true.
No, it kind of makes me think, like when you say like the good for you, like a video I watched about anabolic steroid use, how that's big in certain countries. And what's really scary is that you've got young men doing it in their formative years of like teens to early 20s when they don't recognize you are damaging so much of yourself. But it's all in the good of good for you. You bulked up, you got to the right size, you're now perceived as stronger, whatever that masculine, perception
Image.
is. And again, it's like, are we doing this for ourselves? Or are we doing it for somebody else?
Exactly. And some people think, oh, I'm going to like myself or love myself better at a different body size or composition. And that is so sad to me. And I think that we live in that, like, I'll be happy when I get to this size, when I get to this type of success, or when I get that car, or when I'm, then I will be. Then you'll be what? I mean, well, then, and you'll probably just find yourself unhappy. And when I was, just, sexually attractive, I'll say, as far as like most people's arousal templates go, when I was that person, I wasn't the happiest person. I was not the happiest version of myself. I was not the most confident or contented version of myself. I was actually more self-conscious. And I think part of that had to do with how people were perceiving me, but I was, more insecure. And that's, I don't really want to be that again.
No, I really go back to it really is self-love and finding that, because I've seen different videos where like that, a girl like starts off very skinny, but then she was like, you know what? F it all. I'm gonna do what I want to do. And she's now bigger and people are giving her backlash for it. But she's like, I'm so much happier in this body. I love the way it looks. I love the way I get to dress compared to when I was this small. And she's not, when the thing is, she's not saying it's bad to be that small, but just for her to be happy and content with herself, I think is important.
Happy and content, safe and secure in the body you have, taking good care of it. You know what I mean? Because I think it comes back to how are you caring for yourself? And if this is the body composition that you naturally hold now with hormonal changes or whatever's gone on, and then great, love that body. Absolutely love it, because you're practicing really good routines and self-care. And that's where we just need to settle and love ourselves. And, for the people who are not reflecting that back to you, just get rid of them. And I think that's, what we do. I really do. I've always seen self-worth and confidence as the most attractive thing in humans. And I think most of our
audience is the same way. Yeah. Like you can see something inside of people, mm-hmm. no matter what size, shape, color, whatever, you can see that self-confidence come through. And that is the most attractive yeah. thing in the whole world.
Great. So my question then is, especially as we wrap towards season six and we mm-hmm. think of journaling, hint, mm-hmm. hint for everybody out there. What would be like a good, I guess, journaling practice? How can we incorporate that self-confidence, that self-worth into our daily routine, mm-hmm. you know, to show ourselves that?
I can think of about 10 things that we discussed just in this candid mm-hmm. conversation that would be great to incorporate into the bullet journaling practice that I have in my mini journal, mm-hmm. Because it's different than other types of journaling practices. This is a bullet journal practice. So you would look at, okay, when it comes to body, mm-hmm. when it comes to self discovery and self love, what are some of the things that I would like to implement or some changes mm-hmm. I would really like to make in the next 90 days yeah. to be that version of myself mm-hmm. That's more confident yeah. mm-hmm. and connected to my body?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
No, I really hope that, you know, our listeners out there will take that, because really we need to be like kind to ourselves. We don't do that a lot. And mm-hmm. I think this conversation highlights a lot of that, that it's there. We see it, we feel it, but we might be afraid to express that and show that. But people love that. We love when mm-hmm. you can be comfortable in yourself.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. People do respond, and it's worth it. It's worth the work. And I think the journal is kind of a good way to get yeah. started, personally.
Oh, all right.
Well, thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Yeah. This has been thank so much fun, and thanks for showing up. See you next week.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.